2 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Yomul Arbi'a. My beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, you know that today is the 6th of Safar, 1445, which is also the 23rd of August, 2023. We welcome all of you early this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Yes, you do have any questions, please feel free. I see there's a question from the United States of America. Please, whatever you want to ask our beloved senior Ustad, please do feel free. Ustad, it's a beautiful Wednesday morning, mashallah, Yomul Arbi'a. It's the 6th of Safar, 1445. Let's welcome Ustad to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Safar, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verses 53 and verse number 54. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَإِذَا يُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, and when the verses of the scriptures are read upon them, now it refers to the noble Quran, the final scripture, the final constitution for humanity and posterity. قَالُوا, now the people who have received it, they said, آمَنَّا بِهِ, we brought iman on it, we have absolutely no doubt in it, and we accept it unconditionally. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا, that indeed this Quran Sharif, the noble glorious Quran, is the truth from our sustainer, nourisher and provider. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ, and we were the ones that from before already we were Muslims. We accepted the true teachings of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, the true teachings of Jesus, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and the gospel, meaning the Injil and the Torah, which was conferred and given to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And now we believe in the final messenger and the last prophet and messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Quran Sharif. And we also accept that there was a book and scriptures of the past, but they are rabbis, they are clergy, they are pope and pastors, they corrupted the text as well. So all that we accept. So what will happen to such people? Even today, if a Jew or a Christian, he or she embraces Islam, this is the bushra, this is the good news and glad tidings for them. Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنَ, those are the people that will be given their reward twice, مَرَّتَيْنَ. They brought Iman and faith in Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the Torah, and now they are believing in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi salam, and they believe in all the prophets and messengers and all the divine books and scriptures. The person who believes in Jesus, not as the Son of God or God Allah forbid, that is blasphemy and kufr and shirk, and that is polytheism, but you believed in Jesus as a messenger of Almighty Allah, the last prophet of the Israelite prophets, and then you believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So their belief system was correct, and then they embrace Islam, they will receive double the reward, bima sabaru, for their perseverance, because they had to face so much opposition themselves. So if you tell a Christian person today that Jesus is not God or the Son of God, you will see how ballistic they will go. So they also face so much opposition and so forth. But you see a person like Abdullah bin Salam, he was a rabbi, and he told the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first time I saw, then I knew that this is the final messenger. Every sign and symbol that's mentioned in the Torah, in the Injil, in the previous scriptures, I found in the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am prepared to embrace Islam, but please do me a favor. Okay, what do you want? He say, I will hide away. You ask the Jutlas, the Jews there in Medina, what do you say of Abdullah bin Salam? Hence the Master Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them. They said, he's a great rabbi and is our great scholar and so forth. Then he came out from where he was hiding and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He publicly declared his faith. The same Jews, 1-2 minutes ago, they said that they praised him, and now they said he's the worst of person and he has no goodness in him. Like today, you see the Jutlas, the Haramis, that they keep on stealing, they keep on murdering and keep on breaking other Muslims. You must remember their houses or demolishing it and so forth. So you must remember that that is their nature. Therefore, they're not a chosen nation, they're a cursed nation. So he embraces Islam, and lo and behold, he receives double the reward. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, he's buried there in Madain in Iraq. We went to his Qabr Mubarak as well, to his Mubarak grave and blessed grave. He lived for 250 years, so much sacrifice. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam elevated his rank further and said, Salmanu minna. Oh Salman, you're a Persian, but you are part of my household. Allah has praised you, and Jannat is praising you. Innal Jannata tashtaqu ila Salman. Jannat itself and paradise says, I want Salman to come here into paradise. Imagine their rank and status. Bima sabaru, because of their perseverance. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ, and they repel the vices with goodness. They don't fight fire with fire, they fight fire with water. And they tell the people, you can swear me, you can curse me, but remember, I will continue speaking the truth, and I'll keep on inviting you to something better. And those who are sincere, then they will embrace the truth and the true message. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and from what we gave them. Remember the word, وِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, what we gave them. It is not your business degrees, it is not your intelligence, your business acumen, it is what we gave you, what we gave them, yunfiqoon, from there they spend. So that is what Islam teaches us. It is the fadl, it is the grace, it is the mercy of Almighty Allah. It is the decree of Almighty Allah and not our degrees. How many people in the world today, millions of them, have so many degrees, but they can't even find a decent job. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you locally, nationally, globally, and with the news, views and interviews. Pakistan, Zindabad. All of them were shouting, millions of them, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Nare Takbir. And remember that all eight of them were rescued, 6 children and 2 adults. They tried 3-4 times, and then, mashallah, with the mercy of Almighty Allah, the children were rescued, 6 of them, from the cable car and so forth. It was just dangling like that. If that had to snap, Allah alone knows what happened. And remember that, you know, they want their children to go to school, but the buses and transport take so long. So they made their own cable car story. And in that way there, that they used to go up and down, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala made it easy for them. Greece, 18 people dead. What you going to say now? So you must remember the wildfires are going on there in Canada, British Columbia, and remember in California, they got so much rain, and thereafter Greece now, 18 people dead. Today is elections here in Zimbabwe. There they were, you know, they told us that it will be a free and fair election. You know, as you tell that, even to the animals in Kruger Park, even they might smile, you understand? Where are you going to get free and fair elections? You must remember, ZANU-PF is going to make sure that they will maintain and retain power with Dandli. You know what is Dandli? There must be some rigging in the system and so forth. So that is how the world functions nowadays. And then you must remember yesterday for us as Muslims and humanity, a very sad story in Durban. Whilst we were doing the program Bliss of Marriage 11 to 12, Mona Arafat received a message from Haji Lockhart there, that the Muazzin, the caller to prayer, that may be there many, many years, that, and he was calling out the Adhan. And now there was a cash in transit heist there, and you know, like the Free West and the Wild West, the shooting goes on. He's an innocent person walking there, and a bullet went through him. He passed away, Shaheed. And as a martyr, Almighty Allah grant Sheikh Idris Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, Almighty Allah grant his family, also Sabri Jamil, you the trustees, officials, musallis, and people who are there in Westry, take care of their family. Sometimes it happens, you must remember that we just worry about them 1-2 weeks and then. So make sure, I appeal to all of you there, make sure their family are taken care of properly, inshallah. Amen. We come here to BRICS conference held in Sandton, Johannesburg, South Africa. Putin is a big harami. From Moscow he addresses, and the Americans don't know what to do. South Africa is in the limelight. and the world's media is here. So Putin says, number one, we must de-dollarize. We don't want the dollar. We must start using our own currencies. Or BRICS must come with an alternate currency. We agree with you, Putin. Putin says that BRICS will lead the world as far as population goes. You must remember they got India, which has the largest population. They got China, which is the second largest population. So if you look at it that way, they will lead the world as far as population go and so forth. And you must remember that other countries are also here. The Saudi foreign minister is also in South Africa. And everybody is on the waiting line. They want to become members of BRICS. You know, BRICS got 5 countries now. We visited all 5 with the help and mercy of Allah. But remember that now it will become BRICS plus. Plus how many? That Allah alone knows. The question I have for each one of these countries, let's start with South Africa. Can you really tell us when this whole problem of load shedding and water shedding and all that will stop? So you see, everybody wants to give flowery speeches and so forth, but the real issues and problem of the country you're not solving. Modi gave such a wonderful lecture that the world is praising him. He said that India is the growth engine of the world. He spoke yesterday. You know, he's here in South Africa. But Modi ji, we have to ask you, what really happened there in Gujarat in 2002? You know the world is calling you the biggest criminal on earth today. That is not Muslims, that is Mr. Google and Madam Google, and you are the butcher of Gujarat. And what are you doing as the Prime Minister of India, the largest country in the world, and you all claim the biggest democracy in the world for the Christians in Manipur and other parts? What are you doing for the Sikhs? What are you doing for the Muslims, who you are treating as the second, third, fourth class people there? You must remember, that are our real issues. When we look at China, we are asking them, what are you doing with the Uyghur Muslims? What are you doing with the people in Tibet and Taiwan and so forth? So to come and give good speeches, and people will be clapping hands, and there'll be applause, and it will be a big talk shop, but the real issues are not being addressed, really speaking. And you can't just say you're going to concentrate and focus on the economy, but what about the other thing? You go to Brazil, and what do you see there? You must remember that Brazil has maybe one of the highest rates of illegitimate children. They got schools for them and so forth. I've been to Brazil 5-6 times. So you must see that the guys don't know what to do. Come, just bring the ball and let's play soccer. Or let's go to the beach and we'll be topless and go and swim and so forth and so on. So you're not addressing the real social issues. Remember that. Economy is one perspective and one aspect. But the lives of the people and the poor people, the people, the lower strata of society, those are the people you have to entrench and improve their lives. That is what the real key challenge is. Putin, very good. You're hitting the hell out of, you must remember, Ukraine. 500,000 people, their army are already gone to shreds. Go to ask Tucker and them, they'll tell you. So remember, the Western media is giving you total propaganda, lies, fabrication. Ukraine and NATO are winning. They're getting a good thrashing. We was you on that. But if I pose the question to you, Mr. Putin, I want to make you Muslim. But I want to ask you this, that you're murdering and people there in Syria and so forth, just like America or just like Bashar Assad. Bashar Assad is a tin pot dictator. So we have many issues on that as well. So like that, every country has to answer. Not just come and give, you understand, flowery speeches and so forth. See Algeria. Well done, Algeria. Algeria told Macron, you go to hell. That French forces wanted to use the airspace there so that they could intervene in Niger and Niger. Algeria told them, go fly a kite. We're not interested in you. We have friends in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Alhamdulillah. And there was so much rain yesterday in Makkah Mukarramah. One, two places, the cars also were somersaulting. And remember, people were dashing for cover. A lot of rain there and so forth. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. There was a fire in Turkey as well, and then their ships and all that had to stop. If you go to Istanbul, then you know, you see the Black Sea and the sea and a lot of things. So through there, that it stopped for a little while, but then it was under control. Females in the U.S. Army say they are facing sexual harassment. So what do you expect if you put butter next to the stove? These guys are not only carrying their rifles to shoot the enemy, they got their own rifles. And the first time they get the chance, they're going to exploit you. That is the system, and not from now. For years this is carrying on, you must remember. You, Russia, and you, India, you must remember the U.S. is trying to undermine Russia and Indian ties. They can't see it, that the empire is shrinking. The empire is getting weaker and weaker. And Israel also is getting weaker and weaker because of their internal squabbles and imploding. So one side is Modi, one side is Putin. They know what they are doing. And remember, they're telling America, go to hell, you don't come to dictate to us. Trump is a character, remember that. He is going to surrender and hand himself over there to Atlanta in Georgia, the state, and you will have to pay a bail. You know how much is the bail? If he doesn't pay that, they'll put him in jail. $200,000 bail he'll have to pay, and then he will stay out of jail. So that is him. Now listen to this character here. So the Haaretz writes, yesterday's paper, that, you know, this we hate this term they use. This is again the Jutla term, because they speak with the folk tongue. They say Aqsa, meaning Majidul Aqsa, or Temple Mount. So there's no Temple Mount. The Jutla has got no claim at all on Majidul Aqsa, and no claim on Aqsa, on Palestine. They are invaders, they are squatters, they are the super terrorists of the world, remember that. And this was a ploy against Islam and Muslims. So they write there a heading that the Temple Mount and Aqsa is waiting for MBS. But MBS is not the leader of the Muslims. He's a murtad. He's out of the fold of Islam. And you can quote me anywhere. It's only his chamchas and sidekicks here in South Africa. You will find few of them. There they collect money from him, and then they try and defend him and all that. They are scholars for dollars, hopeless people. Remember that. And then they got there, you must remember, in the Haaretz, that there'll be no deal with Saudi Arabia, because to give regarding normalization and so forth, to give Saudi nuclear is far too dangerous. That's what the Americans and the Israelis are saying. You are bootlicking them, and they give you a kick up your posterior. That is what they will keep on doing with the Arabs and the Muslims. But the Arabs and the Muslims, majority of them, never ever learn. Remember that. 8:30 to 9, the interview with Mona Musa Akudi of Binoni, mashallah, and Brother Mona Zahid Khan. Then 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. And thereafter, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. And inshallah, it's Wednesday. So after Zohar, raise your hands, make special dua for our beloved country, South Africa. You heard about the Muazzin. Imagine you're going anywhere and a bullet just comes, a stray bullet, and nothing will happen. That's the crime in South Africa.
Sure.
That millions of people today are waiting for justice, but nothing happens. That even if they catch the guy, he will go for appeal and appeal and appeal and appeal. So remember, cold-blooded murder and what you see there. So your whole justice system must be changed. And remember this, your system of only human rights, and you divorced and detach yourself from divine rights. That's the curse for us South Africans. Remember these things here. So may Almighty Allah let justice prevail, and may Almighty Allah Jalla Allah protect us all, Muslim, non-Muslim, and the entire human race. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He Almighty Allah alone is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah alone and exclusively is the most merciful one to show mercy.
We've got an anonymous brother who studied. He says, bring back the death penalty. Do you think it will affect our Muslim brothers and our innocent people in South Africa, Ustaz?
Remember to say that you want the law only for the Muslims. We don't agree with that. We agree that you must re-bring and you must bring back the, you must remember the, reintroduce the death penalty. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٍ. You just have to hang one, two people and see what a deterrent it is. And if they're politicians, it will be all the better. Then see how the crime rate will drop and so forth. But you must remember, when you can't think for yourself, when you are the puppets of the West, 1994 came, democracy came, and then our constitutional experts said, and then in 96 and so forth, so whenever they said South Africa has the best constitution in the world. But that constitution has led us to 82 murders per day, more than 50 rapes for the ladies per day. And now, so what good is that constitution, I'm asking you? And remember, who respects the law today? The law has become a joke. You must remember this type of things there. So remember that so many countries have the death penalty, and remember that you will stick Iran, I got many issues against Iran. As far as I'm concerned, the Shias are not Muslim. They're out of the fold of Islam, they're kuffar. But you don't play with them there. You just go and rape a woman. You just do certain crimes. They'll hang you in public, and then no person will dare commit such crimes. So you got so many examples like that. So we must remember this, that you have to reintroduce proper laws that people can look up to and respect it. Our laws in South Africa are a joke. So the easy way, have a referendum and let people choose. And then you say you want betterment for South Africa. So have a referendum for everybody. People can then choose what they want. And mine, if it's free and fair, I'm 100% sure majority of the people of various faiths will say, yes, we want the reintroduction of the death penalty.
Sister Pravani says, morning to you, sir. What are the pictures that Indira Gandhi didn't want the world to see? Could you please tell me?
So you must remember, Indira Gandhi was a politician end of the day. So you must remember that she always feared the Sikhs. She always feared the Muslims, but she used to play her cards very, very well. She never wanted the world to know that she used to go to Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi and go and tell him, pray for me, I win the elections. She never wanted the world to know that she had some good ties with the Muslims and so forth and so on. And you know that they would use the Muslims. If you study the whole Congress, you must remember what Gandhi used to say. Gandhi used to say, I believe in the Torah, I believe in the Bible, I believe in the Quran, I believe in this. End of the day, the politicians, they have to dance to the tune of the people. So that is there what they will do. And you must remember, if you study India, Pakistan, Bhutto, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, and Indira Gandhi, they were very good friends if you look at them. But politics always comes in the way, you know, they have to dance to the tune of the masses and so forth. So there are so many issues which they try to hide and conceal.
I got a new listener by the name of Sister Anika. She says, I'm Hindu. I want to know from you, who called Mr. Narendra Modi corrupt? Anika, Ustad.
So why you don't just go to Google? You must remember that. And just you try it now, Sister Anika. That go to Google and type in there, who is the world's biggest criminal? And then the answer will come. And Muslims didn't put the answer there. You better speak to Madam Google and Mr. Google and ask them why you put your leader Modi as the world's biggest criminal. And go ask him that he is in South Africa, that what he did under when he was the chief minister in Gujarat in 2002, and he gave his thugs and his mob and his gangsters 3 days, that you can do whatever you want to with the Muslims. And there were thousands of Muslims murdered and killed, hundreds of them raped and so forth. America said that time for 10 years he will not get a visa. But you know, America doesn't have friends, they have interest. And then when he becomes the prime minister, then he gets the red carpet. Go read all that, Sister Anika. Nothing to do. Muslims are not reporting this. This is your media reporting it, the non-Muslim media.
A listener says, Mr. Kader, at my church, we hand out free halal snacks to everybody, like bread and milk and tea, etc. Many poor Muslims come and join us, but some rebuke us, calling us satanic workers. My question is to you, okay? Can we non-Muslims not feed the poor Muslims too, Ustad?
My brother, why you want to go far? You know, 2020, 2021, when you had riots, when you had COVID and all these type of things. Go ask anybody in the South Coast, North Coast. Go ask the whites, go ask the Africans, go ask the coloreds, go ask whoever you want to, Indians. That who were the people giving out the biggest amount of charity and no questions asked? People who were standing in their queues, who were millionaires and rich people, couldn't buy milk, couldn't buy bread, couldn't do nothing. The Muslims stood up the most. And remember, we are the most generous people. We are the most sober people on this earth and in South Africa as well. So remember this, if you want to help Muslims, nobody's going to tell you no. But we have helped the humanity and non-Muslims the most in South Africa. And you don't have to go to 5, 10, 20 years. Just go to 2 years ago and see what happened in South Africa. So don't try and become the good Samaritan and tell us that, no, you're feeding Muslims. And you'll feed Muslims or people with a hidden agenda. What is the hidden agenda? That you must become Christian. We will pay your rental. We will pay your water lights. Muslims don't do this. We feed people. Innama nut'imukum liwajhillah. La nuridu minkum jaza'u wala shukura. We only want to do it for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. That person himself, herself must decide. Now you see, day before yesterday and yesterday, 57 people embrace Islam. I gave them nothing. Brother Ibrahim Anderson gave them nothing. No one gives them anything. But you, just like the Shias and all of them, the Kufar also non-Muslims, they always will dangle the carrot. We will help you, but you must join us. Join Shiaism, join Christianity, join this, join the Jehovah Witness. So there you have a hidden agenda. That's the big difference. One of you were saying something to the question from America or something.
Yes, it just came, Ustad. It says, Salam, this is Sajida. Can you ask Mufti Sahab? I am from South Africa and only ate hand slaughtered halal meat. I now live in Canada and they have halal machine slaughtered meat. Is this okay to eat and is this halal, Ustad?
Thank you, Jazakallahu khairan, my sister Sajida. You are there in Toronto or Montreal or wherever. And this is a big problem in America, Canada. I give you my own incident, right? When I visited America twice and Canada thrice, so when I was there, you must remember, so now they had a big issue with the chicken. You must remember, this is Canada now. So because I have to have programs for the youth and be adults and what, so this was with the youth. They asked me that, can it happen that the breast of the chicken is halal and the rest of it, you must remember, is haram? Or the leg is halal and the other part is haram? I said, from where you're getting all this? You see, but that's what's happening here. So I said, who's running this? So I knew that person. I went to him and even he started laughing. Then I told him, how can you ever tell people and deceive them like this and tell us, Popeye was the name, you must remember, Popeye chicken or whatever you call it. So you must remember, he left all that now. So they said, no, this part of the chicken is halal, but that part is haram. It's all haram. So our fatwa, our verdict, sister Sajida, is this. All mechanical slaughter, all that is haram. Machine slaughter, all haram. It must be done physically by a human being, a Muslim, and no one else. And he or she must be reading Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Then only it's halal. So you must do your own slaughtering. Don't. You see, this whole halal industry is a multi-billion, multi-trillion industry. And scholars for dollars are involved in it. Remember this. They only interested how much money they can make. See in South Africa what a racket it has turned out to be. Saudi Arabia now going to get meat from South Africa. You tell me, can we ever say that meat is halal? The meat is coming in millions and millions from Brazil, coming in from India, all that in Makkah, Medina. For 20 years, 25 years, I'm telling people, you ask any person who came with us, I told them our fatwa is, you must stay away from all this foreign imported meat and chicken coming from here and there. Our fatwa is haram, whether it is your McDonald's, whether it is your KFC, whether it is your whatever, all that. So that is what your fatwa. So all that is not permissible. You will get those same guys, you must remember, who are sitting on the boards there, they're collecting millions of dollars and they will say it's halal and so forth. You don't see in South Africa that interest also is being made halal and so forth. So just now the other day I sent it out. So remember, sister, stay away from all that. Last question.
I see Kayleen. She say, hi, should Joe Biden allow Saudi Arabia to join the BRICS nations? Kayleen, Ustad.
Sister, where are you coming now? Biden got nothing to do with BRICS. They're giving Biden a kick up his posterior and America can do nothing. For what? They don't even need permission from him. So you must remember that they're already on the waiting list. The foreign minister of Saudi Arabia is here. Iran is here. And so many other countries, 30, 40 countries on the waiting list and so forth. So they will have a criteria and so forth. Saudi Arabia, today today's government of Saudi Arabia are non-Muslim government. They are looking because they got a lot of money and they got a lot of oil, so they can do a lot of things with that. So they know they got the upper hand over America also on certain cases. So they told America, we will deal with Israel, but you must give us nuclear. So that is what they keep on doing, making deals and all that. It got nothing to do with America, remember that. That Biden got enough problem of his own. When he sleeps, he dreams of Trump. You must remember this type of thing. Right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.